Hello, everyone, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We hope you find our topics interesting. Today, we're going to be broadcasting from 101.5 FM WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And my guest today with me is Nancy from the Huntley Chamber. Nancy, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So, Nancy, background information for the people out there that wonder, who is Nancy, where is she from, how did she get the job in Huntley?
Yeah, thank you. So I'm the executive director of the Huntley Area Chamber of Commerce, and I have lived in the Huntley area for 15 years, so I'm very familiar with the community. My kids go to the Huntley schools, my shop at the Huntley stores, and, you know, all the different things, dentist, church, bank, and my husband is a chiropractor in Huntley. He's the Dr. Binger from Binger Chiropractic Clinic. And so I tell everybody what's really funny is when we started dating, he played a big part in the chamber, and that was a big part of getting his business started. And so some of our first dates were chamber events, believe it or not. So I have been going to chamber events for about 15 years, and I love the community that is built through the chamber, the relationships. It's such a tight-knit family. And so when I would go to these events, I would watch the executive director, and I always thought, oh, I would love that job. Just, I thought that it would fit my strengths, and I thought it would be really fun to just rally these organizations and businesses together and promote them in the community. And but the timing was never right. And so finally, the timing worked out, and I was able to apply last fall, and it all worked out. So I have been on the job for 6 weeks now, and it has been a ton of fun. It is as great as I thought it was going to be, and I enjoy getting to know all of the businesses and all the people that are involved, and just figure out ways that I can serve them and promote them and celebrate them. And it's nice that it's close to home and that I'm basically, you know, in my environment that I have spend every day in.
So you also have time to talk to Tim, the mayor, and also Dave, our general city manager, correct?
Yes, I've been connected with them already, and we're building a great relationship. And I think that's really key, that the village and the chamber are connected and help each other and support each other. And Dave and Tim are awesome and so supportive of me and the chamber. And I think people are going to be really excited to see the things that our two organizations do together.
So Nancy, what were the previous jobs you had? What did you do prior to coming to Huntley?
Sure. So I worked at Judson University in Elgin for 17 years. It's my alma mater, and I did a whole bunch of different various roles. I started in the athletic department, and then eventually in that 17-year span, ended up as the vice president for enrollment services, athletics, and strategic planning. So in that role, I learned a lot about managing people and budgets and marketing and events. And probably my most significant thing on there was I worked a lot with the board, which helped me prepare for this role a lot, because obviously a big part of this is, you know, reporting to the board and how to most effectively use them and how to run meetings and all that. So that helped a lot. To get me prepared for this. And then right before coming to the chamber, in between Judson and the chamber, I worked at an organization called Gigi's Playhouse. And Gigi's Playhouse is a achievement center for people with Down syndrome. And I was the executive director of the national headquarters. And Gigi's Playhouse has more than 50 locations across the United States and in Mexico. And I have an interest in that because I actually have a six-year-old son who has Down syndrome. And so that job was able to give me the chance to advocate for people with Down syndrome. I learned so much about how wonderful this community of people is, and how if they're given opportunities, they can, you know, do so much, and the sky's the limit. So at that job, the most important things I learned there were a lot. They do marketing and promotions and events as good as any organization I've ever seen. And because of that time there at that job, I've been able to transfer so many of that knowledge and those skills over to the chamber. And I'm hoping that people have already started to see, you know, the more events that we're doing and the marketing and the social media and all of that. Being at Gigi's Playhouse really prepared me for that.
Well, I could tell just by listening to you that you really hate your job.
I know. I have no energy behind it, and it's such a drag. It's quite the opposite problem. Every day, I can't wait to just dive in. I have to, you know, be careful not to overdo it.
So tell me, what's the most interesting to you about your job? What interests you the most?
I love networking and connecting. I do it in my own personal life even. Like, all my friends are friends with each other, and so every day I figure out, how can I connect this person and this person or this business and this business? And I enjoy throwing events that create that environment to connect people. When I see people meeting each other and, you know, describing what they do and personally connecting, it brings me a lot of joy. And I love being part of that. I love being the mastermind behind that. And even just in these short 6 weeks, I've watched that happen, and it just creates a stronger community when we're all working together. I've also just enjoyed meeting new people. There's been lots of lunch meetings and coffee meetings that I've had with various business owners or employees at businesses. And there's so many, I thought I knew a lot of people already here, but there's so many amazing people here, and I've gotten to connect with them. And I'm an extrovert and I'm a people person. People don't exhaust me. They, you know, invigorate me. So I think that's a key to the job, because it's a lot of people interaction.
I think we can see that just by listening to you and have you talk, that you're an extrovert.
Yes.
But when you put events together, what type of events are you planning on putting together, Nancy?
Sure. So we've already started some of the events. One thing we are doing is called Perk Before You Work. And so the first Thursday of every month, we are getting together for a drop-in, grab a coffee, talk to some people before work at various coffee shops or breakfast places around that are members of the chamber. And then we're also doing something called Lunch Bunch, which is just a casual networking time with chamber members at a chamber restaurant. And a big point of that is to create customer traffic in our chamber restaurants, so that our chamber members become more familiar with those restaurants and that they will bring their employees or meetings to those restaurants or their families. So we want to make sure that our restaurants are, you know, getting that traffic. Obviously, it's been a hard, you know, 2 years for them. So we want to make sure that we're serving that in that way. Let's see what else. We are going to do after hour mixers at various locations. And then I'm adding different social events into our calendar, because I want chamber members to have fun with each other and be able to bring, you know, spouses or families to some things. So at the end of this month, February 26th, we're having a chamber night at Parkside Pub's Singo event that they always have. So like things like that, just to bring people out to different things than just the normal business events that we have. And then the big event we have in March is March 12th is the Business Expo. And that is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on March 12th at the Huntley Park District. And that is open to the community. And it is an awesome way to, you know, get a little sample of all the businesses that are in the area. And if you're looking for something specific, some kind of product or service, I'm sure you'll find it there. And it gets a way for the community to connect with the people that are behind the businesses. And I think that's one of the most important things that happens at the expo, so that there's just that connection. And it's not just, you know, a logo or a phone number. It's actually people, amazing people behind these businesses that are happening. So I encourage everybody to come out to that.
Well, that expo, is that also promoted for outside the area for people to come into Huntley?
Sure, yes. It's open to anybody. It's free. And, you know, we love to have, you know, people beyond Huntley, to come as well.
That's great. The thing I know that some people are wondering about is the hotel.
Yes.
How's that coming along, Nancy?
It's coming along great. George is in charge over there, and he has already jumped in to his whole self into the chamber. He's volunteering. He comes to events. And it appears that it should be opening this spring, so that he says that that's on schedule and all is going well. And I think that's such a great addition to our community, you know, to be able to have out-of-town guests, for the, you know, Huntley area people to have people stay there, for the jobs that are going to get created. So I'm really excited to come into the chamber at the same time that that exciting event, the exciting, you know, organization is joining. And then, you know, we'll have a ribbon cutting, grand opening, and just really celebrate them coming to our community.
Will that hotel have a banquet room?
It does not. I did just ask that question to them. So no, it does not.
So, and your previous jobs, they prepared you for this job. So it gave you a lot of confidence in what you're doing. And your job today, what do you have to do to accomplish all these different tasks? I mean, do you have a staff? How's that work?
Yeah, so I have a part-time membership and event coordinator, and she helps me process all the membership applications and billing, and also does a lot of the coordination of the events behind the scenes. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges of this job, is there's so many different facets to it. And so I got to figure out how to balance between all of them. And so I'm pretty detailed and organized and structured, and I just have to stick to that. And, you know, I have really increased our social media presence. And so I just make sure every Monday morning that I lay out our plan for the entire week based off of what events are happening and, you know, anniversaries or businesses that we need to celebrate. I also create engagement posts. So it's not all about just boring business stuff, that there's some fun there. And, you know, so I just have to stay really organized and structured to make things work.
You're listening to Huntley Radio. The 101.5 FM WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking to Nancy from the Huntley Chamber right now. Nancy, the next thing people are going to ask about with all these events going on, how do they find these events? Where do they go to? They go to a website? What do they do?
Sure. We have all the information on our websites, and then social media. Obviously, that's where all the eyeballs are. So we put a lot of our events on social media, or all of our events on social media, and promote that as much as possible. So Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, still working on getting our Instagram account up and going. And then if you're a chamber member or have had signed up for Huntley Area Chamber emails, there's emails that go out all the time that have all this information in it as well.
So folks that perhaps are not on Facebook, they can still go to Huntley for emails, right?
Yep. HuntleyChamber.org is the website, and there's a way to sign up for emails as well.
So Nick's tough question, with all this enthusiasm you have, how do you get members to join the Huntley Chamber?
Sure. Well, I believe that the chamber is like a puzzle, and each piece of the puzzle is the different members that we have. And like a puzzle piece, each of those pieces has a unique thing to offer. And as our member of our businesses in the community, they all have unique products, services, people, different gifts, different ways to serve, different ways to contribute. And I think that we need each of those individual pieces to the puzzle to create the full picture. And I believe as a community, we are better if everybody is contributing to the community. And so I want to create this big picture with all these different pieces that contribute to making our community better. And I encourage member or businesses to join because I believe that they can get more customers because of that. They can build relationships with other business owners that they can get advice from and help from and support and referrals. It is just kind of good for just a mental and emotional health to connect and be engaged with all these other business owners or employees in the area. And I think it's important to give back to the community. you know, you have this opportunity to be here and have a business and be employed. And I think it's important to contribute and support other businesses and be a part of, you know, the bigger picture. I'm trying to make sure that we're adding this marketing piece for businesses through whether it's events, on-site promotions, or customer traffic, also with social media. And I think that people are already starting to feel that benefit. It's very important to me that I really, really promote and celebrate each of our businesses as best I can. The Huntley Chamber is somewhat smaller than some other chambers in the area. And although I want to grow it, it has definitely room to grow, it'll still be a smaller chamber. And because it's small, I'm able to give really a lot more attention to each of our members and able to really figure out what I need to do to help them and serve them and support them. And I have kind of like a little book. It's like my little black book that has all the names of our chamber members. And quite often, multiple times a week, I go through and I read through the members and, okay, what have I done for them? What do I need to do for them? Have I talked to them? Have I promoted them? And I will continue to do that. And so I'm not going to treat any member more, you know, better than another. I really want to make sure everybody's, you know, treated evenly and supported as best I can.
One of the questions I know is going to come up is with Target, or not Target, but with Prime, Amazon,
yes,
coming to Huntley.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of businesses are fearful they're going to lose employees because you're going to have this big push for employment the new Amazon plant.
Yeah.
How are you working with the businesses to let them know that, hey, this is not necessarily the case? They don't have to worry about losing their employees.
Sure. Well, you know, I hope that, you know, it's harder to get, you know, the bigger national names into the chamber. We have a few, and that's awesome, but it is harder to get them. So I really do hope we can connect with the people at Amazon and get them to be a part of the chamber so that that we all can, you know, work together. And I think that that's such a hot topic right now of, you know, finding employees. And, you know, I hope that having Amazon here brings in more families and brings in more people, and that creates more opportunities for other people to get jobs. And I think that, you know, there's just got to be some training on how to write job descriptions and how to go through the hiring process and how to make your jobs more enticing. So we're actually at our end of our February membership meeting. I'm having somebody come and speak on that topic of hiring and job descriptions and how to, you know, attract employees, because it is such a hard market right now to find people to work. And I know a lot of our businesses are struggling in that way. So, you know, we're aware of that and we're trying to help as best we can.
So do you have any special events coming up that are close by? I know there's a lot of events you've got. You told us about many events, but
yeah,
some that are close by.
Well, they're all at our Huntley Chamber locations. So they're all generally close by. One of the things I really want to do is connect the community more with the chamber. I think that sometimes chambers can get really caught up in doing member to member, you know, connections and then not really connect with the community. And so, I have some events that I'm preparing that will be more, engaging for the community. And so I go back to the expo. That'll be, you know, the one that's coming up next, March 12th. But then, you know, in April, I have an event, which I'm not going to talk too much yet because I don't have all the details, but it's going to be an event that the community can participate in, and it's fun, and we'll get people into different businesses that are in our chamber. So all of the chamber events that we have are in our area. And the most, you know, some of them are only for chamber members. And then there are, like I said, I'm going to create more community ones. But if anybody's interested in joining the chamber, I have no problem with, you know, coming to one or two events to check things out, even if you're not a member. And then, you know, after that, then obviously we'll solicit to become a member.
Well, that brings us to, if they want to join the chamber, how do they reach you, Nancy?
Yeah. So, calling the chamber office, which I don't have our number by heart, so you have to look on the website, sorry. And then, you know, my email is nancybinger@huntleychamber.org, and so you can get a hold of me that way. Through our Facebook page, you can message through that. Those are the best ways to get a hold. Or stop in. Generally, we're there from 9 to 3 each day at the chamber office, which is located on the square next to Barbecue King. So,
well, why don't you give that email one more time
okay.
So people have got that, they can write that down.
Yeah.
So take your time and let's do that again, Nancy.
Yeah, so it's Nancy Binger, NancyBinger, at huntleychamber.org. And the phone number that magically just got put in front of me, didn't just come into my brain, is 847-669-0166. So you can call and or look on the website.
I think we should repeat that number one more
sure.
time, Nancy.
847-669-0166.
That's great. What do you think is going to be the events that will make the day for the chamber to get people really going, where it's not just the business or just the public, but do you think you have to have one that's public only and not chamber members, or does it have to be combined?
I think it has to be combined, and I mean our premier event, and I've had other chambers say that we do a really good job with the event, is that expo. It's just it's such a community connection for the businesses, and I know people love it. And you know, we're gonna have food at it, and we're gonna have some other various attractions that we're working on, so that it's something that you can bring your whole family to. So I think that's one thing I want to make sure that gets out there, that it's a really fun event for your family. I bring my family every year, and there is things for everybody to do. There's giveaways, and there are the adoptable dogs are there, so the kids can play with the animals, and all the different organizations have, you know, little promo items, and we're hoping to get some other kids activities there so that everybody can really enjoy themselves, and parents can have distractions for their kids so that they can look around and shop and check out products and services.
Well, that sounds terrific. Now, where will the expo be held?
It's at Huntley Park District from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And like I said, it's free. So you just drop in and walk around and enjoy everything.
Is it going to be in one where the baseball diamonds are, or is it going to be further back by the pools? Where will it be located?
Indoors at in the gym. In the gym. So nice and warm. Don't have to worry about the weather.
Okay. And so the kids are welcome too.
Kids are welcome. I encourage kids to come. It's actually a fun day. And there's a lot for the kids to engage with. So
for a parent, where would you, that parent to bring a child or bring the family along, what would be some of the things the kids would be looking at to give them some enticement to come to this with their mom and dad?
Sure. So the dogs are there. We're going to have a balloon artist. There is food. And there's just all kinds of little giveaways. Like I know like the fire department always gives away like the hats, and the different like banks have different little, you know, promotional items that the kids love to connect. So they'll get a bag at the door, and then they can go around and talk to all the business owners and collect all the goodies that people give
is
out.
Is there a fee for this expo?
No, it is free. It is free. And it's all day long, so you can just drop in whenever. You don't have to make an appointment or schedule or anything. You just come on over.
And what would the hours at expo be?
Yep, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yep. So, you know, I know like the Park District has its basketball games all day on that day. So, you know, come after the game, come before the game, you know, maybe in between kids' games. That's what my family will be doing. We have games in the morning and games in the afternoon, and they'll hang out at the expo in the middle.
So the kids can get lost and in all these games, and
yep.
And the parents can have a good time
yes,
too.
Exactly.
With the food that's going to be there
yep.
as well. And the food's all free?
No, the food is not free. The food will be for sale from a few businesses that will be there.
Well, thank you again for sharing your time with us, Nancy. We really appreciate that. For you folks out there, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio station. And if you go to huntleyradio.com and click on Contact Us, you'll get more information about this show and other shows and other topics you may want to hear about. We want to thank Nancy again from the Huntley Chamber for being with us today. Thank you so much, Nancy.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.